the vessel means allowing ourselves to receive the light, allowing ourselves to receive the enhancement, allowing ourselves to permit our full achievement. So the full achievement, remember, it comes in step down value as we're open and ready and prepared. So we don't have to worry about going too fast. We don't have to worry about, wait a minute, I'm not ready. So it comes through on the deliverance of our higher self. So when we accept our full achievement, we're accepting that which will enrich us. We're accepting that which will promote us. We're accepting that which will strengthen us for us to achieve our next occurrence. So that means the next thing that's coming up to bat, the next thing that we're opening up to. So as we will receive the offering, as we will receive our highest advancement, it's for us to achieve with liberal pleasure. So liberal pleasure is go ahead and say yes, go ahead and open, go ahead and allow. Allow. So a package comes to your door, you sign for it, and you accept it. What we're accepting is our better half. This is not a marriage partner. This is our divine self. So our better half is the part of us, the circuitry that's always been there that we've been traveling without. But this is what's due us. I literally have this chariot and horses. So it's coming forth with earnest, and it's coming forth with strength. If there's one word that would symbolize the energy that's coming through this evening, it's strength, it's power, it's endurance, because this is about us staying present. This is about us understanding that we're finding our way home to truth. So everything that we experience is always delusions of the mind. And so as we stand with clarity, in other words, in alignment with our highest perspective, it's like we find our way. We find our way to our fellowship. We find our way to our truth. We find our way to our light. And this is the whole point, to see with higher vision, to see with spiritual vision. And they're saying, like, notice what catches your eye, notice what catches your attention, because this is all about our own assimilation. It has nothing to do with who gets elected. It has nothing to do with anything out there. It has to do with our partnership, our consent, our devotional pledge to be one with our highest status. Because this is what we're doing. We're turning on the light within. We're coming to accept our divine union, our divine permission, our divine allowance. And so the more that we understand, that's all up to us. It has nothing to do with what anyone else's objective may be. It all has to do with our readiness to proceed. So as we will proceed with, they're saying with great fortune. How nice is that? So the great fortune is when you have, they're showing me like an opera house or concert or whatever, and you have these like really, really expensive binoculars. It's like you can see everything. You can see great. So this is where we're breaking ties, and they literally show me like a twig, like breaking ties with our illusionary past. In other words, we don't have to suffer anymore. We can find our way to our wholeness. We can release and let go and rid ourselves of false predicament. In other words, we no longer need to keep those old fallacies, those old programming. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this light, we fill up our container with bliss. Now, they're always inserting these very essential words, because the words are symbolic of our true nature. So inserting ourselves with bliss. Bliss means it really doesn't matter what's happening or not. You find your way to freedom. You find the fast pass. You find the light. You find your assurance. So this is where we're going and really realizing that we're the ones consenting. And no one, they're like saying, say it again. I'm like, I kind of said this before. They're like, repeat, repeat, repeat. No one can interfere. Now, this is very essential that we understand that once we say yes to our promotion, it's like no, there's nothing that can block it. What blocks it temporarily is our own false identification. So the more that we understand that it's sort of like we're playing this game and it's us and us, there's a lot of power in that. There's a lot of strengthening. There's a lot of independence because we have opportunity to keep advancing on a steady basis. Now they're saying steady basis, and they're bringing forth the rose. This rose is for each of us. So each of us is receiving a rose now, and it's being placed at our feet. They're saying at our footstep, because we're walking with love. We're walking with love's endorsement. We're walking with love's acknowledgement. So once we understand that we have total permission for total claim, total spontaneous remembrance, total spontaneous occurrence, it's we orchestrate our consent, our advancement, our divine union, our partnership. They're showing me the Three of Cups. This is very, very, very lovely because this is saying that, yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can come into partnership with my divine union, with my divine consent, with oh my gosh, the symbolism that's just traveling through. So it's the Ten of Cups. So this is like really coming home to our truth, really coming home to our truth. So I have Mary Magdalene here that is guiding us home in a quickened pace. Thank you. I was like, I lost my page up. We're back. They had another word, but it's the same energy. So that quickened pace pretty much says that our journey is guaranteed. It also says that there's a quickened pace. This means that you don't have to get lost for a lifetime. You don't have to get lost for a month, for a week, perhaps a day, perhaps an hour, perhaps 5 minutes. So the quickened pace is even when you get off, fall off the horse, even when you lose your page, even when you go unconscious and have reaction, they're saying reactionary manner, that the quickened pace is it's not going to be long after that that you find your placement, that you find your oh gosh, I can't get that word, but it's I'm just going to keep saying placement because it's like you find your secure footing. So the quickened pace is understanding. They're showing me a horse that's trotting. It's like it's not walking. Sometimes it gallops, but at minimum it's trotting. So it's like a steady pace. The more that we understand that we are in procession, in other words, they're showing me like one of those walking, those moving sidewalks, like at the airport or whatever, you get on it, you stand, and it goes, and it just keeps on going, and it never stops. So the more that we commit to our higher heart, the more that we understand what is available for us with easy procedure. So there could be a tear or two involved with easy procedure, but easy procedure is we're not getting lost for a lifetime. We're not getting lost for a week. Easy procedure is, all right, I was unconscious, but the light's here somewhere. It is here within my vicinity. And as I will settle in, as I will settle down, as I will tune into the highest broadcast, which is an ongoing practice, I make my return. So this quickened pace is sort of alerting us to the awareness that we're on the steady advancement to our ascension. Now, we don't need to be concerned with, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Your higher self is dictating your passage of time. In other words, whatever we are ready for, whatever our next step is, there is a quickened pace in helping us to journey and helping us to arrive. So our opportunity is to stay committed to truth, to stay committed to truth. We don't need to know what truth is. We just need to be willing to be committed to truth. Because as we are committed to truth, it's like we secure our destiny because truth becomes committed to us. What you focus on increases in your experience, increases in your visionary claim. So when we focus on truth, when we say, let me be the embodiment of truth, let me represent truth. Let me see truth through the cobwebs of my mind. Then we accentuate that perspective. We say yes to it, and it becomes much more tangible and becomes much more easier to receive, to integrate, to implement, and to no longer pass it by, to no longer get lost in the egoic exchange, because the ego is going to be like, don't you want to go here? Don't you want to give the last word? Don't you want to fill in the blank, right? We all have little fillers to that sentence. And we all know where we go when we follow that. We separate from our divine presence. So what we're learning to do is to activate truth. They're going cha-ching, cha-ching. So these are like representative of the golden coins. But the golden coins is really spiritual advancement. Sometimes the golden coins are needed. We have a bill coming due. We will be gifted with the golden coins. But much more relevant is the spiritual bliss. Because once we have that empowerment, once we have that achievement, with that recognition, we can find our way and then some. We're not just dependent. We're not just waiting on the next, here are the coins again. It's we manifest our own coins. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our kind endorsement, this is essential. Kindness to self. Some of us are still teasing out that martyrdom. Some of us are so open heart, got the open heart open, we've forgotten to self-endorse. So the kindness to self is extremely important, extremely relevant. If you're going to be here for the long haul and you're not importing kindness to self, well, you're going to burn out if you haven't already. If you haven't already. So that kindness to self is welcoming the true procedure. In English, it's you're recognizing yourself to be an offering of the light, to be an aspect, a slice, they're saying a slice of the pie. But what they're meaning is like a slice of divinity. So you're recognizing yourself as a pure treasure. Now, our ego is going to jump all over that. So we want to understand what we're saying. What we're saying is we are mastering ourselves as divine, as divinity in form. So when we receive ourselves in that true identification, in that true confinement, we open up at last to victory. Because what we're teaching to others is to recognize the goodness and wealth in them. So some of us have gotten a little bit topsy-turvy in that regard, and they're showing me like an algebra equation where the left side has to equal the right side. So kind of think of that. It's like equals like. So what you, how you're treating yourself is how you're teaching your children how to treat themselves, how you're teaching the world, how you're teaching your brothers and sisters. So we want to educate with true consent, with true prosperity. So as we will receive ourselves with kind gesture, that means we hold our own hand in beloved kindness. We recognize the strength of the soul. We recognize the truth of the soul. We recognize the maturity of the soul. And so this love of self, this like camaraderie is essential. The reason is we're dropping denial. And that means we're going to start seeing what's really been up in our lives. How we've been acting out of ego, how we've been acting out of defenses, how we've been acted out of woundedness. You cannot heal, you cannot release what you cannot perceive. So our relationship with self, when it's sponsored by kindness, it's like taking a small child's hand. It's okay that that happened. Let's try that again. Kindness. So this is essential because it's like, you know, they almost say like, well, why doesn't God just wake us up if this is, you know, the delusion and we're not in heaven? And they always say, well, it would be too frightening if it happened all at once. This is how we don't frighten ourselves. This is how we speed up the process and we don't get involved in that stop and start. So the stop and start is when you the shaming and the name calling and all this egoic energy that we have attested to. This is where our commitment to kindness to self comes in. Because as we serve the light and remember the rose at our feet, as we travel with love, love for being the first to awaken, love for taking this path, love for staying committed. So staying committed is you see your folly. Notice they're not saying error. You see your folly. Oh my gosh, I had no idea I was doing that. And you proceed with kind gesture. So it's just like showing a child 2 + 2 = 4. If they think it equals 3, you teach them. You teach them, simple as that. So this is what we're up to. We're learning how to receive truth. We're learning how to release despair. We're learning how to take ourselves with loveliness. So as we will receive our holy invitation, in English, our whole self, our completed self. So we want to understand, we were sharing this yesterday, that our conclusion is already present. So while we're seemingly walking it out with love, it's already a done deal. That means we can feel the answer. We can feel the correct procedure. So this is where we're stepping out in faith. This is where we're like the fool's card. We're walking on water. We're teaching ourselves a platform that doesn't exist in the egoic realm, but it certainly exists in the reality that we're setting to be our truth. So as we will allow ourselves kind gesture, as we will allow ourselves the service of light, so this means how we find our way is by honoring the light, attuning to the light. So remember, we're in darkness. We're on planet Earth, but there's an Earth in one dimension, and then there's an Earth that's in light. If you ask any little kid, they'll tell you that. There's a light Earth. A lot of parents say kids are saying that these days because they're aware. So what we're doing is setting that adventure. We're setting that direction. So just imagine a compass, and the compass is directed towards the light. We're learning how to be led by the light. We're learning how to be led by corrected vision. So corrected vision is spiritual vision. It's being led by the heart. It's listening to the heart in all moments, in all considerations. So as we will receive our kind gesture, as we will receive our holy advancement, as we will receive the energy exchange of our birth. So this is the birth of our Christ presence. It's the birth of our renewal. It's what we came here to coincide with. As we will receive, we find our directions. We find our directions. Again, as we're willing, as we stay committed. So the rose that's at our feet is signaling that not only are we following the light, but that there are many. Remember Mary Magdalene, who was with us, that are guiding us, helping us. So remember that it's like our steps are assured. It doesn't mean you may fall off that horse, but the horse is right there to get back on. So that's just one way of seeing it. You may wish to be using your angel wings. You may wish to be riding a unicorn. Whatever feels most ready. I've got a big white rabbit myself. I'm guessing getting that from Alice in Wonderland. I don't know. A big white rabbit seems to be accompanying me. So this is the point. It's we get to create our own inner vision, our own inner understanding of truth. So as we will allow ourselves that kind gesture, as we will allow ourselves our superior advancement. Superior is we don't have to be the turtle and take the long way home. We don't have to wait for everyone else in our Reiki class to get it. We don't have to wait for our best friend to get it. To allow ourselves our own consideration. Because as we will receive, it's like we're breaking new ground. We're finding these pathways of light that don't exist in the lower consciousness. So if you look at someone else and say, don't you see? If they're not at your level of understanding, they won't see. And there's no judgment in it. But you also want to allow and permit yourself early achievement, early advancement. So as we will receive this gift in wholeness, as we will receive our divine union, we thank ourselves for the willingness to arrive, for the willingness to accept. It takes great courage to step out in faith when in truth, your conscious mind doesn't really know what that means, where we're going. So what you're doing is allowing that divine presence, that higher awareness to guide, knowing that your passage is secure, knowing that you're guided in each and every holy moment. So as we will receive this opportunity with grace, we do so with great enthusiasm. So this means our day can be topsy-turvy. Everything can just go haywire. But we still have enthusiasm because we understand that through it all, we're making breakthrough. We're making achievement because it's like we're setting that new paradigm. We're no longer living by the old values. So wherever we've been really attending and tied to the old value, well, it has a responsibility to go bust. It really does, because that's not the road we want to take. So we have enthusiasm because we trust that the new road will appear, the new path will appear, the new way, the new value. So as we will receive this offering with light, we do so with remembrance, remembering our true self, remembering our reason for this lifetime, this commitment, this incarnation. And we do so with honor. In other words, allowing ourselves to be glad and allowing ourselves to demonstrate the truth of divinity for all. So this isn't just our gift, it's not what we can achieve, it's what everyone can achieve. That's what we're demonstrating. That's what we're choosing to represent. So let us receive in earnest. Let us receive in kind gesture. Let us receive in true advancement. Let us pray. And they're still emphasizing that we do not need to stop and start. You may stop and have a latte, but we don't need to stop and start. That it's just this continuous evolution. Beautiful. Really, really beautiful.